Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The sale is on, O-N, and that is our 7 for Heaven sale, and you get sale prices on all of our nutraceuticals worldwide, and free shipping. I can hear some wind, I think, there, Ryan. You must be running your outside. It's gone now. So, anyway, what happened is we have 7% off on our Thanksgiving sale, free shipping in the United States over $149. And we have 7% off on top of previous sale prices, multi-packs, etc. So it's amazing. We also, people need to know this, they can get a free consultation anytime they email me. Even if they've never listened to the program, they just get the email from a friend, they've never bought a product, they can get a free consultation to tell them what tests they can do with their conventional doctors, what products they can get from NutriMeds. We have superior products to anybody else, either on any radio, television program, blog, magazine, whatever. Because they are medical grade, they're custom designed, and they're bioavailable and bioactivated, which means they jump over the gene defect. You don't need to be bioconverted. If you had a gene block late, let's say 5-methylreductase, our nutraceuticals jump over it. They also, the taste of our drinks, Ageless, Life Support, NutriComplete, Glycemix, is amazing. If you take any kind of the company, Metagenics, Allergy Research, any other medical food, it makes me cough, but I think of how bad they are. I tried, I think, a couple years ago just to test it out to see how bad they were, because I'm familiar with these older other companies. My gosh, they're not only not as good as our products, but they taste horrifying. And the problem is you want to take something that's really good. Like my daughter, she says, "I love it, Daddy. It tastes great." That's my daughter, 24, with Down syndrome. I call her syrup, and she has all these four in there, plus a few other things. We put in, say, some cardiovascular liquid. I often put the Sport Energy Light drink in there as well to give ATP and electrolytes, etc. But these nutraceuticals are in a class by themselves. Plus, we give them, We tell you how to take them. I can send you test kits anywhere in the world. You can be in Brussels or South Africa. I can send you a test kit. If you have a quantum machine like a QRMA, you can buy it over time, and I can do an analysis to tell you what nutraceuticals. If you're here in America, we have 3, soon to be 4 test sites for quantum testing with Metapathia. So we provide a level of care, and you don't need to buy a membership. All you need to do is email drbilldeagle@hotmail.com. I'd like you to pull out a few of your, let's say, less talked about nutraceuticals. Let's do a less talked about thing for Thanksgiving right now for the first while. What are some of your less talked about nutraceuticals you think we should talk about today?
Oh, my. I'll throw out one.
I'll start with the A's. Anti-age
Max. You start it. Yeah.
Okay, how about anti-age Max? We hadn't talked about it for a while, but the AMPK enzyme pathway, when you take this along with Supernox and Nutritrala, is very important. Anti-age Max is one of our, by the way, those particular resveratrols, the regular trans and dimethyl resveratrol, are also in our Ageless drink, which also has the Resveratrol strain in the living probiotic. It also has maligna block DNA repair. So the the ageless drink has a whole pile of these bits of these other powerful anti-aging nutraceuticals. So Anti-Age Max does a bunch of things. So tell me all about it. What do you say?
Well, you know, an Anti-Age Max, this is a resveratrol-based formulation, but it's got multiple forms. It's not just trans resveratrol, but you're also looking at a methylated form of resveratrol. That's really important because resveratrol has a very, very short half-life in the body, and so you need to be able to get it around and let it circulate so that it can really induce, as we talked about many, many times, the nerve to kind of communication pathways that help us regulate our antioxidants, regulate our inflammation, regulate detoxification in our bodies. Well, most people are just buying stuff that's trans resveratrol or straight resveratrol. It's got an 8-minute half-life. It barely does anything. Okay, so people are just kind of kidding themselves when they take that stuff. Sounds good theoretically, but it's not built so that your body can really utilize it as you want.
Right.
There's also an ingredient in here, quercetin, which most people are like, oh, sure, of course I've heard of quercetin. It's an antioxidant. It can be used in inflammation. It can be used in allergies. It can be used in a lot of different things. However, quercetin in this formulation is actually designed because it inhibits the liver from breaking down the resveratrol so quickly. So a lot of people, they just don't even know what the biochemistry
right.
is.
Right. You heard about the French paradox, right? Tell me, the French paradox is the French have far lower rates of cancer and heart disease and dementia than any other population. And the reason is they don't drink as much water because their water resource is there. They drink wine, even little kids. Now, their trans resveratrol is not nearly as good as their dimethyl. So you add both, and you get that protection. And there's several things we didn't mention so far. First off, the resveratrols lengthen your telomeres, which is a little antenna on the end of your chromosomes. And that's how your chromosomes, literally your gene chromatids, talk to your cell membrane to tell them to bring in ions for minerals that turn on and off genes. So if you have long telomeres, and you can do a telomerase test to check to see what percentage and how long your telomeres are, and it's not dependent just on age. They used to think that, like the old theory that, you know, Hayflick theory, that your telomeres got shorter and shorter, and then finally you're screwed because they're like the button on the end of your chromosomes, and they unravel like a bad sweater. No, the sweater effect doesn't happen. But when you take trans resveratrol and dimethyl resveratrol, your crosstalk between your chromosome, chromatids, and your cell membrane optimizes mineralization, which turns on genes. They're like the black keys on the keyboard. Part of my lecture I'm giving 3 weeks from now in Las Vegas. So that's really important. Okay, so it's anti-aging. It also stops the oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Okay, and it does another thing. It works on an enzyme pathway, not only the nerve 2, but on what's called AMPK. And I'd like you to expand on that. Yeah, because we have the AMPK enzymes with Nutritrol and Supernox. Oops, I hear some.
Sorry about the, if there's a little noise there.
Go ahead.
The AMPK pathway is an important aspect. And so when you work in conjunction, as you're saying, with Nutritrol and the Supernox formulation, you're working down three pathways, but ultimately you're influencing this AMPK, which in mammals, AMPK goes up in healthy animals, all right? And one of the ways they do that, exercise, calorie restriction, but one of the ways that you drive it down in an unhealthy manner is overeating calories and lack of exercise, lack of movement, and all of a sudden you drive AMPK down. These three nutrients, in working conjunction with one another, we call it the triad effect, really have a profound effect in working different mechanisms that all end up having an influence on AMPK. So one of the ways to look at this is it's like, you know, when people use these formulations in conjunction, it's like they go to the gym, but instead of maybe they put in a half hour, the body sees it as an hour and a half, and all of a sudden it's getting the, and it's working cellularly as if it had a bigger impact.
And by the way, the best exercise to do if you want to activate your MPK is vibrational, which is why we're going to be bringing on in a week a new vibrational technology from South Korea called the sonic vibration. Because sonic vibration, 10 minutes, is going to an hour of aerobics. So you add this Nutritrol, Supernox, and Anti-Age Max, and you massively amplify AMPK. Oh, it got real noisy there. You must be surfing or something.
Yeah, seems like it.
Anyway, so let's pull up the next. Let's pull up the next one.
Does this sound better?
Oh, much better. Yeah. The next one is I'm going to talk about is Biotin Plus. We haven't talked about Biotin Plus much. We use it with dibatolline and berberstatin. I tell people before a meal, if you're hyperinsulinemic, Now, the test to identify hyperinsulinemia is called the CRAFT test. And we used this as a template 37 years ago, and I did work with Dr. Otto Hewen, the head of pathology at the University of Calgary, because I did the primary research with Dr. Hewen on hyperinsulinemia based on Dr. Kraft's work at the University of Chicago. We didn't get credit, but we did our work 5 years before Dr. Ravens at Stanford University. Biotin Plus is one of the major things to reverse insulin levels, hyperinsulinemia. High insulin is by itself a toxin. So if you have an insulinogenic diet or you take aspartame and Splenda and artificial sweeteners, not the ones that are good, like erythritol and stevia and mung fruit, which is in my Zevia soda, but if you take artificial sweeteners like aspartame and Splenda and Adventame, you're going to screw it up. Or if you're eating a lot of simple sugars, soda pops, white bread, rapidly absorbed potatoes, etc., you're driving up your insulin. Biotin Plus is one of the ways to counter that. When we come back, we'll talk about it and other amazing not-talked-about nutraceuticals. And this big Thanksgiving 7 for Heaven sale is on. Call Michelle, 888-212-8871. It's on all day today, right through to midnight Monday, which is, of course, Tuesday, after the Thanksgiving holiday. Back in a moment. 888-212-8871 or order online. We ship worldwide. Ryan here. And welcome back, Ryan. We're going to continue talking about Biotin Plus. Let's go over what's in Biotin Plus. Why is it such a great formula, and what does it do that helps you lower insulin? Now, if you were to take the average person in the population, and UCLA did this fall of 2016, last year, and they found that 69%, which is the vast majority of adults over age 20, and California, and again, this is a good representation of the country. We're actually probably healthier than the average here in California, with sports and the weather and everything. We're diabetic or borderline diabetic by the criteria, by the current criteria. Now, my criteria even more stringent than theirs. My criteria is if you have more than a fasting blood insulin of 2.2 microunits of insulin or a stimulated blood insulin more than a certain level of 2 hours, you're what's called a normal glycemic diabetic. Now, most of them, they don't have a high hemoglobin A1C because their antioxidant mechanisms are enough to buffer it so their HbA1c doesn't take off like a rocket. But when HbA1c goes up, it means you're spilling over so many free radicals that your sugar is grabbing those free radicals. And if you actually lower someone's blood sugar, you can double or triple the rate of heart attack because you oxidize cholesterol and fatty acids. And when macrophages use those oxidized cholesterol and fatty acids, they die and form foam cells, stimulate release of soluble ICAM-1 and 2 would cause plaque. So what's in Biotin Plus? Why does it make it so good, Ryan? I have a feeling Ryan got tied up. So let's get into the Biotin Plus. First off, it features concentrations of fenugreek, gymina, and bitter gourd, high levels of vanadium, which is an analog of insulin, and, of course, the selected activated B vitamins and minerals chromium. And it's a form of chromium. There's very few forms of chromium that are actually non-toxic. If you have an Albion chelate or the other form of chromium, we have chromium organic made with chromium cruciferate, developed at Johns Hopkins University research in nutraceuticals. Our form of chromium is the best in the world. So when you take our things like dibetylene, aberbastatin, which not only blocks the glucagon that converts your protein in your liver to sugar overnight, but it also counteracts the overactivity of the insulin, and it also corrects dysbiosis. Everybody that's diabetic or pre-diabetic has a dysbiotic gut. They often have leaky gut, food allergies, they often have overgrowth of yeast because of the high sugar levels, etc., and as a result, they have dysbiosis of the gut. So it's a big issue. So Biotin Plus is one of my next ones that I think we should kind of focus on. And when people have high insulin, somebody says, well, my lipids are abnormal. I'd like to say, first off, your doctor did an NMR spectra, so it doesn't measure the actual lipid, it estimates them. A proper test is to measure lipid fractionation or a lipid electrophoresis, and then to measure your cardiac markers for heart disease. Your doctors do this? No. The Veritas lab is a federally certified lab. It used to be called Singulex, and it can tell you all the cardiac markers. I did research with Dr. Moskowitz 40 years ago at the University of British Columbia, where we measured levels of cholesterol, and the other lipids in the laboratory, in the biochemical lab at the University of British Columbia, and their cholesterols were 10 to 15 times higher than the upper limit of normal. We're talking about 2,800 to 3,500, not 250 or 300 or whatever, 10 to 15 times. And there was no heart disease. So if you have obesity, which I call diabesity, because anybody who's obese has elevated blood insulin, you need to get on a ketogenic-style diet, or at least cut out all the simple carbs. If you're going to have to have like a multigrain Schnitzelbrot type German bread. You need to cut out the pasta and the sugar and the candy bars and the soda pops. And if you're going to have soda, you want something like Zevia soda or SodaStream that has no sugar in it. So insulinogenic diets, you want to take a biotin plus, a diabetoline, and a berberstatin before each meal. So that's important. One we haven't talked about for a while is brain power, which is benpositine. Brain power benpositine. This basically blocks the N-methylbiaspartate receptor. Now, the N-methylbiaspartate receptor protects your brain from oxidative stress. If your brain's under stress, and again, remember, one of the nastiest stresses is free radical singlet oxygen, which we can get rid of with the fat-soluble thiamine called ultrathiamine B1. Cell detox glutathione that gets rid of hydroperoxy radical, we call it the God molecule, because one of the most important things to prevent damage of your mitochondria and your DNA is to get rid of hydroperoxy. And one of the nastiest that can cause brain disease, whether you look at ALS, you're back.
Yes, I do, Dr. Bell.
Yeah, yeah. So we're talking about brain power. Can you fill us in? Because brain power is a very important formula. And, in fact, there's a bit of an attack. The big pharma companies are trying to take benpositine out of the natural realm. And I don't think they're going to get rid of it. In fact, if they try to do it, I personally will file a suit because I'm like half a lawyer. Yeah, I'm probably more than half. I could probably pick up a JD degree pretty quickly. And then I'd be, all these private legal firms would be trying to take me away from doing radio practice and consulting and just kind of being an attack dog for all the big legal firms attacking drug companies and stupid doctors. But brain power, why are they trying to take away benpositine? What's their game behind it? Because that's what it is.
I mean, I don't know the implications of why, other than when something's effective, it tends to be if somebody thinks they can make more money off of it by cutting out all competition. I assume that would be the ultimate goal there. But just by you saying that should help listeners to understand that, you know, say a big pharma or somebody was like saying, hey, look, this stuff works really good. It actually works kind of like a drug. And you would have to really take this seriously to go, this has a very serious and profound effect on the body. And,
right. You
know, that's good news. And the better news is it's available and you can use it and you can have this impact where it not only delivers better oxygenation to the brain, it also serves to protect the brain tissue from the damage caused by oxidative stress. So it's getting better fuel, but the way that it utilizes the fuel and then, because anytime we, you know, burn fuel, right, we have exhaust, if you will, just like your car, you want to minimize that. You want a clean burning, like we all understand, right? If you want dirty coal? No. Would you like it natural gas, super clean, or something like that? And you're like, yeah, that's kind of the same idea here, but at the same way, it enhances the performance of the car. So you're getting better, performance at the same time minimizing damage. And for a lot of people, obviously, there's cognitive difficulty, memory lapses, and so forth. This is a very scary thing. It's one of the top fears that any American has. And it's a perfect complement to, Dr. Bell, I'm sorry I was gone for a minute there, but Brain Mag is one of the formulations that you were discussing.
Right, I usually get those together. I have several cases right now, immediately, where people have ALS or Parkinson's disease, and I heard that Jesse Jackson got Parkinson's. Now, I'm going to give a Jesse Jackson Parkinson's protocol, and it involves taking 2 brain power 3 times a day. I want a higher dose. It talks about Brain Mag, at least a scoop 3 times a day, along with Calm Mind. It talks about taking the antioxidants, the cell detox glutathione, and the Gamma E Plus, and our ultrathiamine B1 because you want to get rid of singlet oxygen, hydroperoxy, nitroperoxy radical, and then and to improve brain metabolism, you want CoQ10 ubiquinol, which causes the blood-brain barrier. So tell me about some of the things I just mentioned in terms of how it would help Jesse. Because if we can stop the free radicals, if we can shut down what's called a Fenton reaction, and by the way, my custom formula Nutrient Defense will help shut down the Fenton reaction, which is the reaction with free iron and heavy metals. And if you detect someone has those on a blood test, you want to detox them with Chelomax, which is extremely powerful, to pull them out. And you want to make sure you give them the other minerals back in. We add a Mineral Max and Minerals Plus to make sure you don't pull out all the trace elements, too. And take our India Me, which helps to remineralize you. So that's the Jesse Jackson Parkinson's formula core to start with. We have heterochromic peptides and other transcranial therapies like lumen photon and hyperbaric oxygen, and my morphogenetic field machine, back in a moment. Nutraceutical I'd like you to expand on. And a lot of people are not aware how much heavy metals. I've been doing blood tests on people. I do them through Direct Labs and Tutwiller, Washington, and other laboratories, whether we do whole blood or we do other tests. And Chelomax is the best oral chelating agent. Now, I'm familiar with my colleagues in functional medicine. A lot of them were believing in IV chelation therapy, and they do so many sessions, say 10 or 20, and say, "You're done." No, you're not done. In fact, when I measured tissue levels of people have had their amalgams taken out, and they've gone through IV chelation, a lot of time they actually throw off and mess up their trace minerals because they're not getting enough just in the Myers cocktail. So the best way to detox is to take Chelomax for years after you get your magnesium, your mercury out of your body. I got my test done in June, and this is now 2 years after I got the last of my mercury amalgams taken out by Dr. Jeffrey Kerbs, and I have none. Now, I have a tiny trace of uranium. No other heavy metals except a little tiny bit of uranium because I'm 5,600 miles from Fukushima Daiichi. But the Chelomax I use periodically now still. But Chelomax I used for years, and it did a fantastic job of taking out the heavy metals. Arsenic, if you ate non-organic or non-free range with chicken, because the chicken feed here in America and Canada is all laced with arsenic. If you live in a place like Boulder, Colorado, or the northeast United States, and I've had test for years where they said, doc, why? I had one lawyer up in Washington, in I think Boston or Massachusetts here a year ago. He was in a big panic because his test came back repeatedly. He'd chosen his hair analysis. He had uranium. I said, "Well, do you have a well?" He said, "Yeah, I do." I said, "Did you ever have it tested?" No. I said, "Well, the well is typically in one of the oldest Appalachian mountain ranges in the world, is laced with all kinds of uranium, same as Boulder's. Some places where the radon daughters are so high, it's ridiculous." So radon, other than cigarette smoking, is the primary cause of lung cancer. People don't know that, do they? The level we had in one person in Boulder of radon daughters was like 3,000 compared to a normal less than 50 or something. So people don't realize that almost everybody's got some kind of heavy metals. The most common one is actually lead, just from lead gasoline in the 70s, the last time when we used it here. But they don't understand that many countries still use leaded gasoline that collect things like chocolate or other crops in other countries and ship them back to America, and the trucks driving around doing it are all using leaded gasoline. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. Sad.
So tell us about Chelomax. What's in it? Why is it such a good formula? Because it's got all the right components. It won't screw you up, but it does pull some good minerals, too. So you want to put back in the Vitamin Mineral Max and the Vitamin Mineral Mix. Which is, of course, the fruit flavor, which is great for adults who don't like too many pills, or I can throw it in my drink. And the Minerals Plus, you've got to take those trace minerals. I also recommend people take India Me, which helps remineralize your DNA and help to chaperone them in. But because these are organic chelates, which is a Albion chelate, this is the best mineral delivery formula. It's not dependent on ion channels. It's actually transported by actual what's called protein liposomes that carry it across the cell membrane by an active process. So our minerals are superior to anybody else and any other. That's why there's an award for it, is the Albion chelate system, isn't it?
Yes. It's, it is unbelievable, you know, what difference it can make. And this is, I think you refer back to it as the cellular handshake. People have taken multivitamins, minerals, things like that. Oftentimes they don't really notice much of a difference. They just take it as kind of like, well, they want to protect themselves, kind of like a life insurance policy. Unfortunately, it doesn't pay off. And if they use the right stuff, it should start paying off immediately in the way that they feel. And so when you refer back to things like chelated minerals and what they can do, is oftentimes people feel a much more immediate impact on their body and how it's doing on an energy basis, dealing with blood sugar issues and so forth, because they're getting access to those nutrients that they hadn't been able to before.
Exactly.
The the Kevlar Max formulation, you were asking about that, with a combination Himalayan Shalajit, EDTA, chlorella, coriander extract, N-acetylcysteine, alpha-lipoic acid, allicin, and these things all in combination each have unique mechanisms by which they can bound up and help to remove and lower the burden that we're exposed to from various metals in our body.
And by the way, the Shilajit, by its very nature, is from the Himalayan granite of the Himalayan mountains. It also has a lot of these trace elements, so it's not only the Shilajit is not only bringing in trace minerals while it's pulling out the bad stuff, it also supplies you with a lot of the really tiny trace elements you think are transuranic or other elements. It's hard to pronounce their names, but they have little niche spots in your metabolism that's important. Like say, molybdenum or manganese or really unusual ones that's really hard to pronounce. The next one I want to talk about is digestes. A lot of people are taking gastrozyme, and really they should always take digestes with gastrozyme. Digestes raises the stomach acid production and pepsin, which is the first digestive enzyme. The first one, by the way, is in your mouth. You have tylenases that start to break down carbohydrates in your mouth and your salivary glands. But people ignore this. They just think, well, I just need digestive enzymes. But although they're plant-based, they work optimally at the right pH. And a lot of people that have digestive enzyme deficiency are also hypochlorhydric. They have low hydrochloric acid and hypopepsidic. In other words, they don't have enough pepsin. And as a result, they're not fully digesting their food, so they get large protein molecules that get across the gut wall to do food allergy and aim what's called immune homology. In other words, they start to cause the body to attack itself. So digestes is important to take with the gastrozyme. Can you explain what's in digestes and why people need to start taking both if they're trying to improve digestion?
Yeah. Well, digestes is a combination. This is two forms of hydrochloric acid, betaine and HCl, along with pepsin and gentian root. And so this combination is designed to not only replace what's missing as far as your stomach would produce acid to break down your food properly and create the proper pH. I know there's been a lot of discussion with people hearing pH, pH, pH. The fact is we do the worst job of suppressing our pH by using things that are, you know, acid suppressors, lots of sugar.
It's crazy logic. It's not hyper... chlorhydria that causes a problem with the stomach ulcer. It's a loss of the gastric mucosal barrier, and that's why things like GastroHeal are so important. But people need to get with the program. Their doctor has miseducated them that hydrochloric acid's bad, that's why they take proton pump inhibitors too, and they have this crazy guy from a southern accent, like, I don't know, Alabama or Tennessee, and he's ski jumping and everything, eating super hot food, and he's, I can eat this hot food because I take these. You know, and we were worried years ago when they added H2 blockers just over the counter, which I thought was crazy. And now they got proton pump inhibitors, and people have got massive overgrowth in their small bowel of bacteria and fungi and yeast. And they have a leaky gut, and they get all kinds of symptoms that can be causing everything from autoimmune disease to dementia or diabetes. And they don't realize dysbiosis is not a benign condition. And wiping out your stomach acid and your in the digestive enzymes is a bad, bad thing to do. So the next one I want to talk about is GastroHeal. A lot of people want to reach for the proton pump inhibitors. GastroHeal Zinc Carnosine is actually the most popular formula in Japan for non-pharmaceutical treatment of ulcers, but it works not only in gastric ulcers that we call, you know, the people often call acid ulcers. They're not. They're usually things like Helicobacter pylori and other bacteria that take away the gastric mucosal barrier, but also bile gastritis, where you can get reflux of bile into the lower duodenum, or bile inflammation that can even go further up the stomach. GastroHeal will fix both, and it does it immediately. So explain why GastroHeal is so important. If anybody's got hiatal hernia, a gastritis, a duodenitis, whatever, they need to be on GastroHeal. Why?
Well, this formulation is kind of cool because GastroHeal doesn't use any acid. It doesn't suppress acid, but it uses a specific combination of zinc and carnosine and an amino acid blend that actually works by helping to heal the epithelial cells that are lining our digestive tract. And so a lot of people have this damage that's gone on from years of abuse, whether that's dietary or medication-wise. Stress itself will create this problem. Obviously, exposure to H. pylori, which if it is in there, that's one of the powerful things that this formulation helps to eradicate. But the formulation does a remarkable job at changing the way people feel, a lot like what they would do when they take an OTC-type product to try to help ease digestive symptoms. But it does it in a very safe and effective manner, and does not cause this, sort of downstream effect of now we've changed the pH, now we've suppressed acid that we need to kill off pathogens or to make our enzymes activated.
Exactly.
All the benefits without the negative.
Yeah, real bad negatives. People don't realize having no bones is a bad idea, especially if you're female and you run out of bones before you run out of life.
.com.
The articles that I just posted up last week with John Cesaris is now posted up on GCNlive.com. That article is also in our wellness protocols under hypertension. And I'll just read off a little bit of it. I'm going to get your opinion and add some nutraceuticals here that I think are important that people realize that our healthcare system, what we're doing, Ryan, every week when we do our NutriMeds, this is not alternative medicine. This is not supplemental or natural, wacky, herbal medicine. This is functional living pathology, which didn't exist when I went to medical school 1973, 45 years ago. This is literally the medicine of the 21st century, where we do things like tests like pathogenomics to look at your genomics, or epigenetic tests like the QRMA metaplasia scan, or blood work, where we measure organic acids, metabolites, heavy metals, radiotoxins, and intermediate metabolites, free radical levels, lipid electrophoresis, cardiac markers, and so on. So I'll read this off, and I did it in such a way that the average person should understand it. To lower blood pressure, we must improve blood vessel secondary wave of contraction and support mitochondrial metabolism that makes three-quarters of the muscular middle layer responsible for flow. In other words, the little shearing force pulse of your aorta in your heart actually sends a shearing force pulse to your blood vessels, and they respond by an echo, almost like if you have a choir, and you have the lead singer sing something, then the choir kind of echoes their part of the song. The blood vessels, actually, their contraction supplies three-quarters of the pulsatile force to bring the blood to your tissues, lipid, oxygen, nutrients, and the intermediate metabolites and so on, building blocks to rebuild the tissue. And to lower blood viscosity is important, which is why we have nutraceuticals like there are nutraceuticals, including things like natokinase. It says reduce free radicals. Of course, we have things like our cardiovascular, also cell detox, glutathione, gamma E+. That's one that we don't talk an awful lot about. But if you're trying to reduce brain damage, you normally need the magnesium like Brain Mag and Vinpulsatine and Brain Power and Cognition Plus. It's going to support neurotransmitters. You got to stop the free radicals. And the worst one in the brain is nitric peroxide radical. If you look at, Parkinson's disease, neurodegeneration, and if you look at loss of myelin sheath in neurons, because you can do a T1 weighted MRI scan and someone's getting pre-dementia, you can do a quantitative electroencephalogram and see drops in voltages across the frontal cortex. You can see a decrease in the myelination of the anterior forebrain bundle and other bundles that connect to your visual motor cortex. And this is not, this neuroscientist, I was trained in this by LexiCorp in Boulder many years ago, and they were the agency, by the way, that works with the NSA and the CIA and FBI and advanced universities. LexiCorp has the most advanced brain mapping technology. And you got to reduce your free radicals, so that's important. And you also have to prevent fatty acids and cholesterol from being oxidized. Cholesterol by its own protects you. It doesn't kill you. So those cholesterol-lowering drugs are dangerous. And I tell people, do not use blood-thinning agents like apixaban and Xarelto Eliquis, but use things like natokinase and use our antioxidants. Fat-soluble thiamine. You don't get peripheral, want to get central peripheral neuropathy, including cardiac conduction problems or peripheral neuropathy, which 1 in 20 diabetics over 20 years is going to get I call suicidal level pain neuropathy. You just simply take our vein away, which is diosmin, and ultrathiamine B1, and neuropathy goes away. It even protects the nephrons in the kidney. So if you measure what's called the microalbumin, it stops. So just reading on the article, single oxygen radical, hydrogen peroxy radical, and nitro peroxy radical must be quenched. A byproduct of the inadequate methyl group transfer from folic acid, B12, and methyl group. So most people don't realize, if you do a Schilling test on seniors over 60, two-thirds are B12 deficient. So the first thing I do in the morning is take two power muscle B12 and put it under my tongue. You also have to take a balance. You need to take activated folic acid because one-quarter of the population of the entire planet have a 5-methylfolate SNP or polymorphism, so they can't convert it properly. And one-half of the Hispanic population has that SNP. Isn't that crazy? People don't know this. They're not aware that our nutraceuticals overcome your genetic defects. And, of course, cholesterol is not dangerous, but you have to prevent small particle HDL and VLDL3. So we have things like Neovasc, which will lower the triglycerides, and lower small particle HDL and VLDL3, things like our Omega Supreme Pro and Omega Cod Liver Liquid. And, by the way, the Cod Liver Liquid is one that people need to be using more. If you're taking Omega Supreme Pro, you need the fat-soluble vitamins and minerals and so on to protect your cholesterol from oxidation. That's why your cholesterol might drop, because your body makes more to protect you, as I call it, like a catcher's mitt, to catch free radicals. Your cholesterol is as high as it has to be to protect you. It's not a bad thing. It's your body responding to a stressor. So when you see cholesterol high, it's because your body says, I need higher cholesterol to stop me from frying my artery walls. Isn't that crazy? And you want to stop the production of fibrin and platelets and so on, because once you damage these fatty acids and cholesterol, the macrophages eat them, they die and become foam cells. And a foam cell is the start of a plaque. So, you know, there's a lot of misinformation out there that the doctors are promoting because they know almost nothing of intermediate metabolism, toxicology, genetics, epigenetics, quantum physics, stealth pathogens. I mean, imaging studies and organic acids and other tests, they were virtually completely clueless. In fact, the problem I see is they're so clueless they don't even know what questions to ask us to realize how dumb they are and how dangerous they are at practicing. That's why there's so many lawsuits over all these drugs, the Paxaban, Xarelto, Eliquis. So, let's talk about that. When we're trying to protect the brain, gamma A+, let's talk about it for a minute. Why is this so important for your heart and your brain, gamma A+, the tocotrienols, tocopherols?
Well, yeah. I mean, one is vitamin E is one of the top used supplements anywhere, Dr. Bell, but it's also probably one of the most misunderstood. Most people are taking a very selective form, which is really alpha tocopherol. And if they knew about plant-based nutrients, they would know, or they would learn, that the vitamin E components, there's eight actually different components that they know have beneficial effects for us. They're tocotrienols and tocopherols. And so four of each category. And the formulation that they're using now in the NutraMed line here is all eight of those, which is a very rare thing for people to have. And so the whole point of that is by overtaking, say, just one of the tocopherols, you would actually limit the effects of the other tocopherols because you're utilizing the receptor sites and you're not making them available for the body. That's why eating a plant-based diet is very important because of the well-rounded nature. So when you take a supplement, you would like it to be the same thing, very close to nature as you do it.
That's why we have not only all our nutraceuticals. All of our nutraceuticals are close to nature, but they're super concentrated and they're bioavailable. There's another article up here on GCN Live by Dr. Wax, Dahlia Wax, and she talks about just kind of like the outside history about the Jesse Jackson and the fact his father died in 1997 of heart attacks and complications of Parkinson's. Parkinson's disease is a free radical disease caused by the Fenton, F-E-N-T-O-N reaction. Fenton reaction is caused by free iron and heavy metals and elevated levels of free radicals that cause glial cell activated free radicals, which are the glue cells, the German term glue or glial cells, and protects the brain, things like CoQ10, ubiquinol, brain power, brain mag, etc. These actually shut things down. And if you take the ultrathiamine B1, cell detox glutathione, and gamma A+, the free radicals are reduced. And then if you have heavy metals or excessive free iron, like your ferritin levels into orbit, and you have heavy metals in your brain, you're going to get damage. Now, if you have a genetic predisposition, it means you don't have the clearing enzymes to clear the free radicals, so you get secondary motor neuron dropout in the fourth ventricle or in the center of the brain. That's the reason for Parkinson's. And it also cuts down pathways that connect to the hippocampus, so you become demented as well. So you don't just get a motor disorder, you get Parkinsonian dementia, as well as a movement disorder. And there's no need for it. It's the second most popular or common neurological disorder, and affects an entire 1% of the world's population. That's out of 7.5 billion people. 1% of the population is going to get Parkinson's disease. There's no damn reason for it, is there?
No.
Right. But do you think the average doctor knows what tests to do to actually measure it? What imaging studies, what organic acids, what metabolites, what free radicals? Do they know how to measure things like T-bars or oxidized fatty acids or 8-hydroxy-2-prime-deoxyguanosine or do deep brain imaging studies like a SPECT blood flow scan which shows abnormal blood flow in the tectum of the midbrain? Of course not. When I talk to the average doctor, even some specialists, their eyeballs start rotating in opposite directions. They get embarrassed. And the reason is they don't read. They don't think. I think if some people literally thought, they would actually die of spontaneous human combustion. No kidding. I'm not arrogant. I'm talented. And I'm angry that my medical profession is not doing their job. And that does not just MD doctors. It's DCs, it's DOs, it's naturopaths, it's shamans. I don't care who you are trying to pretend you're a health provider. You got to think about the science and the art of medicine. And if you have both neither science nor art, what do you have? You've got marketing. If you have no science or art, you have marketing. That's why I say it's a Yahoo-rich environment. Just like in the military, a target-rich environment. It's a Yahoo-rich environment. Yeah. Don't listen to the Yahoos. Come to Dr. Bill. We'll tell you the truth. We'll tell you the tests your doctor can do on your own insurance and the tests and things I can do in the nutraceuticals to prevent things like happening to Jesse Jackson. And if he contacts me or I contact him, I'll help him so he won't die of it.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.